And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, along with Susan Kochevar of the 88 Drive. And by the way, when are you guys opening?
We're looking at April 16th, depending on weather and things.
Very cool. Very cool. On the line right now, we have Kurt Rogers of Affordable Interest Mortgage with the Monday Mortgage Minute. Kurt, how are you doing today?
Hi, guys. How are we?
Very good.
We are doing well, sir. We are doing so. Hey, can I ask you something, though?
Ask me anything you want.
The spring housing market, I see an article, it just lost more than 200,000 new listings. Have you heard about this?
No, they lost 200,000?
Versus last year. So basically, they're just way down. They say,
a pullback by
sellers resulted in roughly 207,000 fewer homes newly listed for sale in the first 2 months of 2021 compared to the same period over the last 4 years. So basically, there's a lot fewer homes out there. Why is that, and how does that affect what you do?
Part of the reason that you have 200,000 fewer homes, there's more people moving from the city to the suburbs.
Right.
So that's sucking up the homes, so there's less listing because the homes in the city aren't up for sale because nobody's wanting to move downtown. There's been this transition of people, especially now that you can work from home.
Well, what are they doing?
You're starting to see people that are even moving in the state and work in other states because they can just stay at home and work.
Well, I know that the suburbs, it's really hard to get a house. I could list mine right now and make about a $60,000, $70,000 profit or more. I bought it 2.5 years ago. So, I mean, it's incredible how it's going up. But what are they doing with all the homes downtown?
They're just sitting empty. I mean, your vacancy rate down there is running around 30-35%.
Wow.
And you have the same number in businesses, office space down there.
Well, I know that's going on with the office space. I didn't know that the homes were laying empty that much downtown. My gosh. So
a lot of the condos and townhomes downtown are vacant because of that. Many people have moved away to the suburbs. That's number one. Number two, there's a lot of people moving from the West Coast and even the East Coast coming into Colorado for a lot of reasons. Like I said, they can work from home. So that's what's causing that. The builders are trying to catch up, but the builders can't keep up with it.
It's just going too fast. Let's say that you have a home downtown, but you move out to the suburbs. Are there a lot of people who are renting out those homes downtown to people who want to work down there?
There's not a lot of people that are working downtown. So while there are some, I'm not saying it's just gone, but the percentage-wise, when you're dealing with as many people that live down there, there's a large percentage that have moved off and haven't come back, and those places are vacant. For the first time in the 20 years I've been doing this business, there's less than a two-week supply of homes available for sale.
Wow. Okay. Well,
that's what's driving the prices up so hard, and a lot of that is because people are moving in.
Do you think that's going to continue all the way through 2021?
Well, it's projected to continue all the way through 21 into 22.
Wow.
Because they can't catch up. Again, and John has talked about this in the past, a lot of it is because people can live anywhere and work now. So we're seeing people that are moving off the West Coast coming here but still maintain their job off the West Coast. They're just not living there because they can work from home.
Well, I think people don't want to be locked in little apartments anymore in case we ever go through another lockdown. That'd be terrible.
Yeah, when you're in an apartment, you think living in a house bad enough. At least you get to walk out into your yard.
Yeah, in a condo even, you want, a nicer yard.
You know, that's a great point. I hadn't actually thought about that. I wouldn't want to be in a small place. Hey, Kurt, I know that the rates jumped, in the last couple of weeks. Have they gone back down or will they? What are we looking at right now?
They've gone up because the market seems to think that inflation is settling in. The inflation at the end of last year was up 1.5%. That's a very safe zone. So, yes, the markets went back down, but they're kind of playing the game. So what we're advising clients that are looking is if you want to buy, get out, get pre-approved, and don't worry about locking the rate because within the next 30 to 60 days, you're going to see the rates go up and down. They're going to go back down into the low twos, and they're going to come up to three. And the funny thing when I say that, if you would have talked to somebody a year ago and said, well, you can get a 30-year fix for 3%, they'd have jumped all over it. Now people think they're paying too much at 3%.
Wow. Okay.
Because the rates were down about 2.5, 2.25.
I know. That's incredible. Well, all right. Let's see here. Kurt, how do people reach you?
720-895-0500, or then go to our website at aimortgage.net.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir. We'll see you next Monday.
You bet. You guys take care.
Bye. You take care. Okay, folks, next up is Affordable Interest Mortgage with Kurt Rogers.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, who is getting a much needed couple days off. And together with me is Susan Kochvar of the 88 Drive-In.
Yep.
Okay, we're waiting for the next caller. While we do that, I want to talk about Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, the top New York lawmaker has now called for Andrew Cuomo to resign. And by the way, that has become all the rage. Remember when the fad was hula hoops?
Yes.
And everybody had to have one. And then it was skateboards. Everybody had to have one. Now the fad is asking Andrew Cuomo to resign.
Right. He said they're going to have to impeach him. That's not, yeah, I think he's laying down the line there.
It's unbelievable. You know what really gets me about this is why they want him to resign. I mean, the big reason is because ladies are, you know, accusing him of sexual harassment. We are now up to 5 claims, and it always does that. It's a brush fire.
Yes.
Right? Every time you have one, you always have a bunch more who jump in, which begs the question, where were they before? You know,
yeah.
And I don't want to say I don't believe them or I do believe them either way. I always go by the evidence. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, when I look back on Kavanaugh and Brett Kavanaugh, and everybody wanted him gone because they basically said these women could come along and just accuse your rights away.
Right.
Because they're so empowered. But here was the thing. There were no texts, no emails.
Nope.
No hotel reservations. No love notes.
Nope.
No phone logs.
Same with Justice Thomas.
Justice Thomas.
They just did
nothing.
The blueprint. Justice Thomas is a blueprint for what happened to Kavanaugh.
Exactly. And all they had to do was file the accusation and say, you did this to me. Which, by the way, maybe it's real. I'm not saying it wasn't. But what always blows my mind is these people who come out and say that I found them believable. Right? I found, you know, I listened to her story and I found her believable. Well, first of all, folks, you're going to sound really evil if you say I didn't find her believable. Okay? And secondly, these women who come forward, they're coached. A lot of them are coached on how to do that. Not all. Some come forward and it's totally legit. I have no idea. Okay?
Right.
I have known women who were sexually harassed. I had a girl who was a friend of mine in the Air Force, and she was sexually harassed by a master sergeant who was over her, and it was legit. It really happened. It was horrible. I can think of few things in life, you know, outside of physical abuse, right, that are more terrifying and horrifying than being sexually harassed.
Especially by somebody over you.
Right. Somebody who's over you. Right. You're right, because it can also be somebody who's on the same level as you, right? A coworker.
Yeah. And it's totally devastating to your life, you know, especially, you know, the military or whatever, and the master sergeant harassing you. You know, it's terrible.
Right. Now, the place I worked, you know, obviously the casino, it'd be real easy to prove.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because we were everywhere we went, we were under a zillion cameras. And we did have a couple people, very rare, by the way, because you don't do anything up there because you're under a million cameras.
Right.
Right. And they would, if you tried to sexually harass somebody, everybody would know instantly. Because they could just show it right on camera. See, here's the guy. He's over there. He's at the, you know, the poker table, right?
Yeah.
He's there and he's looking at this girl. And, what, you know, a lot of our dealers, they were very attractive. And he's looking down her blouse or whatever and this kind of thing. And you can see it. Or you can see that he's hanging out around this waitress all the time, making comments. And she looks uncomfortable. You could see it. Okay. But what about when you can't? Because this worries me. You know, we all saw the Duke lacrosse team, you know.
Yes.
Right. And you have these accusations come. And they're so easy to make. In our modern society, you can just accuse away their rights.
Well, with Cuomo, what I'd like to see is the timeline. When did these people work for him? Did he run for governor in between any of those times? Because then my question becomes, you know, why didn't you say something sooner? What, it's super important, too, because if they do it to you, they're probably doing it to other people.
Right. Exactly. You know what? And here's what angers me about this, Susan. Everybody wants him out for that, something for which, by the way, none of these women have provided one single scintilla of evidence except for one little videotape of him talking. And he was talking boorishly in that time. And I think it was wrong, too. I wouldn't have said what he said.
Right.
Okay. But that was like this super isolated case, and then you've got nothing. Once again, where are the text messages sent to these people saying, hey, man, hey, baby, you want to, where are the emails? Where are the, where's the video evidence? He's in a lot of places where he's videoed constantly. Where is the evidence? I'm not saying it's not there. I'm not saying he didn't do this. It wouldn't surprise me if he did. I can't stand Andrew Cuomo. I think he is a dirtbag. Okay. None of this would surprise me, but we have no evidence. So they want him out for this stuff that you can't prove. And in this day and age, we don't care about innocent until proven guilty. Now it's guilty until proven innocent if you're accused by the right group. And by the way, you need to be the right kind of villain. If you're a white heterosexual male, anybody can accuse your rights away. You said something racist about me. You sexually harassed me. You did this. You did that. And maybe you did. Maybe you're scum. But they don't have to have any evidence. In the old days, you needed that.
Well, it's beginning to look like a tactic of the left to take out people they want to take out for some reason. You know, clearly, Andrew Cuomo was responsible for those nursing home deaths.
That's what we're getting to next.
Yeah. I think just about anybody could figure out, you don't need a medical degree to know you can't put sick people in with people who are elderly and already have conditions. You know, they're already careful with the flu when you go in and out. When my mom was in a facility, if you had the flu, they asked you to stay away. So it's beginning to look like a tactic. And I'm trying to figure out exactly why they figured out Cuomo was a liability to the Democrats. Is there somebody else they think more powerful should take his job, like the Attorney General, Letitia? I can't recall her last name, but they think she wants his job. So what is it they're up to there?
I don't know. I mean, there's no shortage of people who want his job.
And he's not the only governor who did this.
I mean, anybody could do his job.
Right.
You know the proof of it? The proof of that is that he does his job.
He does it.
The man is
exactly.
Absolutely incompetent. And getting to what you were just saying, here's what really angers me. Everybody wants him out for something you can't prove, not for what you can prove.
Exactly.
I'm not saying that sexual harassment isn't serious. It's very serious. If he did that, he should be gone. I get it. But you got no evidence. Folks, we have thousands and thousands of dead people who were stuffed into nursing homes by this guy. And that we have evidence of. We have evidence of him demanding it be done. We have evidence of it being done. We have evidence of what happened after it was done. We have evidence. This guy even came out and tried to blame Trump for it. Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. This came down from Trump that we had to do this. Really? Then how come all the other states weren't doing it?
Well, he was.
Why didn't Florida do it? Why didn't North? If Trump isn't Trump the president of 50 states, not just yours. So if that's true, how come only you and Michigan, maybe New Jersey and a couple others did it, and nobody else did? You're a liar.
Yeah, well, and he bullied his own, you know, health department people and others and staff members into fudging the numbers. So that he would sexually harass
and
people doesn't surprise me. None of it. It doesn't seem to have any emotions for what he's done. I mean, he locked elderly people in, and they could not see their relatives. Horrible.
Yes. And by the way, we have evidence of that, too. First of all, we have the person saying, yeah, he made me do this.
Yes.
We've been hiding the numbers. But secondly, the numbers have come out.
Yep.
And they are much higher. The nursing home deaths are much higher than they were before. I'm angry at the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
And by the way, you have Democrats now all saying he needs to step down. He needs to step down. Let me talk to you Democrats for a second. You Democrat leaders. I'm not talking about, you know, that union worker busting his tail down at the docks working in a union job or whatever. I'm not talking about all Democrats. I'm talking about leaders. Okay? You Democrats right now, that you are in leadership or you are in the media, where were you? We said this guy should have been out. On his butt. Okay. We were saying that last year.
Yes.
Because people were dying because of what he was doing, and it was proven. You defended him to the hilt. But now, because of sexual harassment claims, you want him out. Okay? Now, I'm sorry, but nobody died with those. And we have no evidence of them. Virtually none.
Except he's a dirtbag, right?
He is a dirtbag, and he probably, it wouldn't surprise me at all if he did it, and if he did, he should be out for that too.
Yeah,
I agree. But my gosh, people, there are people dead because of him. And that didn't mean anything to you. You didn't care about that. In fact, you people, all of you, helped hide it because you wanted Trump to be blamed so you could get him out of office, which you did. You got him out, and you propped up Andrew Cuomo. You propped him up. You gave him awards. What, did he win an Emmy?
He did, yes.
He won an Emmy. Okay, you people gave him an Emmy. When we were putting out, this is not new information, we on the right were putting out all the information about all these people who were dying in nursing homes where he was stuffing them in with people who were COVID positive.
Yes.
And you people who gave him Emmys knew it. You people in the media who are going after him now, you knew it. You people, you Democrats in leadership in New York who are calling for his head now, you knew it. And none of you cared.
Terrible tragedy. You know, there's a woman who was on network TV. She did the weather, and they tried to get her husband's parents out of a nursing home, and they couldn't. They wound up dying separate and alone. And she is absolutely on a crusade to bring this information out. Andrew Cuomo had his staff rewrite the health department report and change the numbers. That's how bad the corruption is.
Now, is that proven?
It is proven.
My gosh. My gosh. And by the way, let's get back to the biggest reason they did this. To get Trump.
Just to blame Trump.
You were hiding death numbers, to get Trump. One thing that really gets me about this, Susan, is that I'm so sick and tired of us finding out later that the Republicans were right about all their accusations.
Yes.
We found this out with Bill Clinton. The Republicans made all kinds of accusations. It comes up, he survives it. It comes out later, they were right.
Yes.
Okay. We found this out about Obama when he was lying about you can keep your, you know, if you like your doctor, you can keep him. If you like your health care plan, you can keep it. We all said, liar, you're lying. You're totally lying. He survives it. It comes out later. We were totally telling the truth.
Yes.
It seems like again and again and again and again and again, it comes out later that we were telling the truth. We said that you guys were fudging all kinds of numbers, you know, that votes were pouring in the middle of the night last November. It was true.
And they were, yes.
And nobody cares.
It's on camera.
The Supreme Court doesn't care. Nobody cares. Absolutely nobody cares. It doesn't seem to matter how many times we're right.
I'm not really sure what's going on with the Supreme Court. I see Justice Thomas wrote some dissenting opinions, but I see again today they rejected.
Right.
They
rejected his last challenge, and this one was in Wisconsin, which once again, Supreme Court, what's the matter with you? I know that you're saying, well, we don't want to challenge the last election. That's the whole reason they're doing it. By the way, they give that as a reason in their judgment.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court didn't offer anything to say that the accusation was wrong.
Nope. Linwood, that's the last case they just dismissed.
Yeah, Linwood's, they tossed his too. I didn't see the substance of that case. But in Wisconsin, everything that was alleged happened. It absolutely happened. They changed the rules of what is a legally cast vote going in, making it easier for basically puffing up the Democrat votes way beyond the margin that Biden won Wisconsin by.
Well, in some of those states, when you see things going up to cover the windows so people can't watch the vote counting, you know something's wrong.
Of course.
They were standing outside. They could look through the windows, but they put up paper blinders. Really?
Well, I'm getting angry now. But really quick, before we go to break, back to Andrew Cuomo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he says he won't step down. He's going to get forced out probably at some point. Why? Because at this point, he is becoming such an embarrassment to his party that I'm telling you what, New York could start to become in play, which we never thought could happen.
That'd be interesting.
Yes, we never thought that could happen. New York could possibly be in play, and they are saying we got to get this guy out first. He's saying he won't step down. Let me tell you something, Andrew. A lot of people are dead because of you, okay? They are dead because of you. You need to be gone. You're bad. You're bad news. You're a sick man, and I want you out.
Yes, he's bad governor.
And as for you Democrats, you defended him all along. You deserve what you got, and there you go. I'm going to leave it at that. All right. Purefoy Chevrolet is up next. We'll go to break. We'll be right back on KLZ 560, Rush to Reason.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purefoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face-to-face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purefoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purefoy. I know he would never say this about himself because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head, and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. And the same with his stunning showroom has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, you think you know what you're doing with retirement? Wrong. You've never done this before, but Al Smith has been guiding people just like you to happy retirements for decades. So call Al at 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
Al Smith protects your nest egg from the high cost of long-term health care. Once you retire, you have one concern: making your money last. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, KLZ's retirement planning specialist Al Smith, has worked in financial services for over three decades, specializing in retirement planning for the past 16 years. After all those years helping people manage their money, Al has spent a lot of time listening to his clients' concerns about retirement. Al has personally seen friends and relatives burn through their nest eggs in a matter of months, spending thousands of dollars a month on hourly health care, either at home or in assisted living. As part of your retirement plan with Golden Eagle Financial, Al will help you find alternative financial products with significant benefits in retirement, ensuring your nest egg can withstand the high cost of long-term health care. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with Susan Kochevar. And on the line right now, we have Andy Barnes-Rubin of CartSafe. Andy, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I think, well, I'm obviously doing great because I'm talking to somebody named Andy. I think anybody,
that's right,
whoever talks to someone named Andy, it's the highlight of their day.
Yes, but I'm Andy with an I.
You know, it doesn't matter. And by the way, it's scientifically proven. They did these tests. They cost trillions of dollars. Okay. But really? They went through it. And yeah, they just found that mice were incredibly happy when they spoke to someone named Andy. And so it's obviously true. Okay. Andy, you do something called CartSafe. This sounds very innovative. Tell us about it.
Okay, so I was always the girl that would go to the supermarket pre-COVID and wipe down the cart and the handles. And when COVID hit, I was kind of, the only place I was going was to the supermarket. And I realized that there were a lot of germs. And I searched and searched. And did you know that shopping carts actually have more germs than a public toilet? Did you know that?
I did not know that, no. How did they test that?
Yes. They have spent millions, I don't know millions, but there are studies. If you Google it, if you search it, there's E. coli found on shopping carts. I mean, it is pretty nasty. So I created a shopping cart liner called CartSafe, and it's almost like a shower cap, but it's for carts, and it's one size fits all. We have a recyclable version, and then we also have a washable version, and it's just another barrier, if you choose, to kind of keep yourself safe and clean from germs and bacteria while you're grocery shopping.
Okay, so let me ask you something. It's a shopping cart liner, and you put it down, but you say it's one size fits all?
Yeah,
how can that be? How does that work?
Because it has, the liner has elastic on the edge of it. So you can, you know, on the smaller carts, it'll fit the Trader Joe's carts. It'll also fit the Costco carts. And what I think is cool is if you go shopping, maybe you're going to, like, Home Goods or something and you want to buy pillows, this is just another little barrier so that you don't put your pretty pillows into a dirty cart, because, you know, sometimes what you don't know could hurt you.
You know, the first thing I think about is children. I mean, what if you have kids and you don't want kids on these carts that carry all these germs?
Exactly. And that was another, I mean, when I had small kids, I purchased the things that just went into the front of the shopping cart, you know, so that the kids aren't touching it and then putting their hands in their mouth. So this just goes a little step further. It covers the front. I mean, the whole cart, the front, the handle, and then it even covers the basket where you put all your food in. And it's the recyclable and the washable. So now there's one where you just throw it in the washer when you're done and you can keep reusing it.
Okay, so you can keep reusing it. Okay, so what about cost? Because the recyclable ones, I assume you just get a big thing of them?
Yeah, you get 10 for a package, 10 in a package. They used to be $19.99, and now I've actually lowered the price to $12.99. So you get a package of 10 for $12.99, and you can reuse each one, you know, if you just clean it in between. And then the washable one is $29.95, and that one, I mean, you can just keep washing it as many times as you'd like.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool, especially for me, because I actually ride in the cart. My wife pushes
it. In the front or the back?
I ride up on top, you know.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun while my wife pushes me around the, you know, the supermarket. It's very exciting for me. It's my way of getting out.
Well, I love it. Well, now we will help keep you safe when you're in the front of your cart.
Now, what is this? I mean, how does it secure around the base of the cart? And what I mean is this, because I wouldn't want to get it gummed up in the wheels, right? So how do you do that?
Right. So the recyclable one, it has the elastic. So the elastic is what keeps it secure to the bottom of the cart. So it doesn't touch the wheels at all. It doesn't go down that far. And then the washable one, it has a drawstring. So you can tighten it up so you don't have to worry about it, you know, falling down towards the base.
Now, you're selling these mainly, obviously, for individuals to use, and they bring them with them to the store. Have you had any stores buy them to offer for customers who might want to be safer?
You know what? It's word of mouth. I'm trying. We're selling it on Amazon. We're selling it on our website. This is a new category, so grocery stores don't know about it. So I'm hoping that being on radio stations like your radio station, you know, that the right people will hear about it. I think, you know, how they have Instacart shoppers, how they have those shoppers that do grocery shopping for you, and they spend all day in the grocery store.
Right.
This will be perfect for them.
You're right. I'd never really thought about
that. It's perfect for everyone. Yes.
Yes. It's perfect for everyone. Well, I think that's pretty ingenious. And really quick here, who designed this? How'd you come up with this? I mean, did you design it? How did you get it mass produced?
So I knew what I wanted, searched for it, and when I realized there wasn't anything, I mean, my husband and I took sheets and plastic bags, and we just tried, you know, using it and kind of making a prototype. And then we had to have it designed and, you know, with CAD drawings. And then we just had to search and search for someone that could actually do it. So I don't know how we did it, but from March until August, we got it done and mass produced, and we were ready to roll in August of 2020.
All right. Well, last question before we get all your information so people know where to go and buy them. Do you have any future plans for expanding the line and doing other things like car seats or things like that? I mean, there's just so many things that we touch where we go, where it'd be kind of nice to have some sort of barrier.
Yeah, you know, we started with the recyclable one.
Right.
You know, and there's, I love the fact that we can recycle it, but there was people that wanted a different option, you know, because, you know, they wanted things for better for the environment. So then we went to the washable version. So we're working on one that goes in just the basket, you know, the handheld basket.
That
you carry in the, we're working on that. But actually, I mean, these cart liners, you can put them on your car. Like, you can, they'll fit over your seat. Like, if you rent a car, there's so many different ways you can use our cart shape liners. You can line a trash can with them. There, it goes on and on.
Okay, well, very cool. Okay, this is Andy Barnes Rubin from CartSafe. Andy, how can people buy your product?
Well, they can go to my website, cartsafe.com. We're also on Amazon and we're on Etsy. And again, right now, you can get the recyclable ones for $12.99 for a package of 10. So it's a great deal.
$12.99 for a package of 10. And how about that that one that you wash? What's that cost?
The $29.95, which is still a great deal.
And it holds up for a long, long time.
Yep, and it's the perfect gift for any germaphobe in your life.
You know what? I think a lot of people have germaphobes in their life, especially right now. All right. Andy, thank you so much for joining us. That's Andy Barnes Rubin of CartSafe. And good luck on your product.
Thank you so much, Andy. Bye.
You bet. Bye. All right. Well, speaking of good products, next up is Extreme Auto Repair. They want to help you with all your vehicle needs. They've got Cooper tires at cost, and you might want to line up your summer tires now before prices go up. I mentioned that earlier. It's just very important.
Good idea.
So find Extreme Auto at klzradio.com or give them a call at 303-841-1071.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair and Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
And Flesh and Beck is up next. Every legal issue is an obstacle course. There's so many hoops to jump through. But Kevin Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H, he and his people hold your hand to walk you through each step and then get you the best result. He's ready for court, is your opponent. Trial tested, trial ready, Flesh and Beck, 303-806-8886 or fleshlawfirm.com.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, has a unique background that makes him a more effective advocate for you. He handles both criminal and civil cases. Most attorneys only do one or the other, but Kevin has almost 25 years of experience on both sides, which means he has more practice in the courtroom. Most personal injury attorneys will say they have experience in court, but since only about 10% of personal injury cases actually go to trial, those attorneys only appear in court once or twice a year. Because Kevin also takes criminal cases, he appears in court constantly. Kevin has a rare ability to present an argument that only comes from years of experience learning how to read a courtroom. KLZ's personal injury attorney continues to practice both civil and criminal defense because he believes the courtroom keeps him nimble. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with Susan Kochevar of the 88 Drive-In. And Susan, one thing you know is entertainment.
Yes.
And have you noticed that people are getting a little sick of the political correctness in entertainment?
I would think they would be absolutely worn out with it by now.
I think a lot are. And you know what? This isn't just happening with, you know, we on the right. Of course, we're sick of it. But I think a lot of people are just tired of being preached to. And this is evident in a new poll that came out. This comes from Breitbart. Two-thirds of Americans say companies like Disney have taken political correctness too far. And obviously, they're talking about what's-her-name who was dropped from The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that again? Gina Carano.
Yep.
Okay, Gina Carano being dropped from The Mandalorian because she compared today's cancel culture to Nazi Germany. She wasn't equating it with gassing Jews in gas tanks.
Right.
She was saying, you know, the whole idea of suffocating speech and holding people down. But Disney also, I don't know if you remember this, last summer, they completely overhauled Splash Mountain.
And they did that with Mulan as well.
Yeah, what did they do with Mulan again? What happened?
They had to remake part of it because so that it would appeal to the Chinese government so that they could show it in China.
It's getting old.
It's getting old. It's getting very old. It's interesting because you're talking about Gina Carano. Her co-star actually said something similar, and he was not canceled. They're picky about who they seem to cancel as well. It's not evenly applied.
No, they apply it based. Look, the bottom line is this. Disney hates conservatives.
Yes.
All right? Let me make this clear. Everybody out there who's listening, if you are conservative, Disney hates you. Now, I'm not saying don't go to any of their movies. I just went to one. I recommended it for people. I think Raya and the Last Dragon is worth seeing. I definitely do. Little long, dragged out in the middle, but it's worth seeing. Okay? It's a good movie. But honestly, folks, I'm getting just a little sick and tired of these people who say that that when I go to a movie and I plop down that money, which is a lot of money, that gives them the right to lecture me nonstop. I know they want to bring their message. It's okay. Okay. I get it, but it's killing the product. You know, one thing I've really noticed, and John and I have talked about this, Susan, is that it is hard to be funny and or entertaining when you are preaching.
It's true. It's totally destroying stand-up comedy.
It is.
There's so many things that, you know, Seinfeld and so many other programs you couldn't have now.
Yeah. It's just not as good. And what about Jim Carrey? I've always brought him up as the example. Before Jim Carrey went all hyper-political, he was possibly the funniest man on the planet.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, he was certainly top five. This guy was hysterical. Everything he touched was hilarious. And suddenly he started to become political.
Okay. And lost his mind.
He did. He lost his mind, which, by the way, happened with Robin Williams.
Yep.
Right? And he lost his life over it. What a tragedy. I mean, what an incredible talent he was.
He was.
But when they come to you and they want to lecture you, you're thinking, my gosh, it's not fun. And it's very hard to lecture people and be funny. And you know why that is? Because when you want to lecture people about their lives, what you're really saying is this. I don't like what your beliefs are right now. They have to change for me to accept you, which is basically saying I don't respect you.
Right.
And if you don't respect people, if you go into a room of people not respecting them, are you going to be funny?
No.
Are you going to cater to doing what it takes to make them laugh, to make them happy? Do you care about their happiness when you don't respect them?
No, not at all. Well, wasn't it Mel Brooks who said, you know, the guy who made Blazing Saddles and some others, he said,
right,
comedy's destroyed now.
Yeah.
You know, he made fun of terrible things through history. And the more you know your history, probably the more you enjoy that. But he's mocking that stuff and through his humor.
Yeah. And by the way, Mel Brooks was as liberal as they come.
Mm-hmm.
But he understood. He understood, hey, my job is to entertain.
Yes.
It doesn't mean I never bring a message, okay? But number one, Hollywood is constantly bringing one side, but worse yet, they're silencing the other side.
Right.
Okay. How often does Hollywood allow the message from the right, to be put out there? I mean, almost never.
No, not very often.
You're blackballed. I think that that's starting to affect a lot of things. You know, we were talking earlier about football with Richard and about how the numbers are down.
Yes.
Well, one thing I've really noticed, if you want to see really liberal media, you think CNN is liberal? You're wrong.
ESPN.
They're hardline conservative compared to ESPN. ESPN is nonstop social justice, sermonizing. It is vicious. And when CNN talks about, you know, the salary cap being down this year, the NFL having a lot less money to spend, they constantly say it's all because of one reason, COVID.
COVID.
Now, right. Obviously, COVID had a big effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
You shut down the stadiums. But here's what they're ignoring. The viewing numbers, the TV numbers for the NFL have dropped every single year since Colin Kaepernick turned it into a political statement.
It's true. Yeah.
Right. And nobody's saying, hey, man, you have no right to make your statements. Nobody's saying that. But you or I can't at our workplace go into the workplace and preach politics to the customers.
Yeah.
All right. When I was at the casino, I couldn't go around preaching to the customers how they should dislike Obama.
No, they don't tend to like that. Customers, they're there, you know, for entertainment, which is the same with the football.
Yeah, they were there to lose money at a casino, okay, yeah, and have some fun and, you know, see us because we were their friends. I can't preach politics at my job. You can't either, Mr. Athlete. So the thing is this. ESPN, every time they talk about the shrinking salary cap this year, always blames that on COVID because they don't want to talk about viewing numbers. Let's talk about viewing numbers. They were down another 9% this year.
That's a lot.
That's incredible. That's a huge amount. And, you know, some people, I know that you can say, well, it's because there weren't fans in the stands and you don't have the roar of the crowd. It's not as exciting. Yeah, but you don't watch football for the crowd. You watch it for the players in the field. And by the way, here we had an entire society that was cooped up at home, desperate for entertainment, and still they watched 9% fewer games than they watched the year before. And oh, by the way, the year before they watched fewer games than they did the year before. It had been dropping by, you know, 5, 10% every year since Kaepernick started that.
Yeah, I saw so many people on Facebook that were sports fans just, you know, signing off. That's it. I'm done watching.
Well, yeah. And let me tell you something. When I would talk to people online, you and I are, you know, we're online warriors. We're always talking to people. One thing I talk to people about also is sports. I literally saw hundreds of people say they'll never watch the NFL again. Every one of them said because of politics. I did not see one person say I won't watch the NFL because there are no fans in the stands. It's no fun anymore.
Right.
Not one. Zero, zip, zilch, nada. Not one. Every single one said it's because of agenda.
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, if there are no fans in the stands, right, and you're talking tens of thousands of people who aren't watching the game there, shouldn't that boost your numbers at home?
You would think.
They're the most intense fans, right? They're people who used to put who are used to putting down a bunch of money to watch games.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So the numbers should have been up, folks, is what I'm saying. The numbers should have been way up. Yes, because you got no fans in the stands, so they're at home. They want to watch the games. And at home, all these people are stuck there, desperate for entertainment. The numbers still went down 9%. And here you've got ESPN telling us the only reason the numbers are down is because of COVID.
Keep telling themselves that.
Yeah. Once again, we don't want to be lectured when we're watching a game. We don't want to be lectured when we're watching a movie. We don't want to be lectured when we go to Disney World.
No.
We don't want to be lectured.
Well, Disney World, is it Disney World? One of them is canceling Dr. Seuss, or they're looking, or is it, I can't remember which one of them. They're looking at Dr. Seuss now, too, and pushing that out.
They are?
Was it Disney World in Orlando, I think. They have one of those Disney facilities. They were pushing out Dr. Seuss. They have a whole area.
Well, that's driving me nuts. Cut it out.
It's sad.
But listen to that. Two-thirds of people, guys, that's everything but the hard left. Two-thirds are saying, Disney, you're too politically correct. Cut it out. Will they? No.
No.
They don't care. They don't care about their market. They only care about their agenda. And that's kind of killing it. You know who else likes to lecture people?
Who's that?
Jared Polis.
Yeah.
I know you didn't know that, but and this is an article. It's from the Colorado Herald. Governor Polis demands magenta light bulbs days after demanding veggie burgers.
Why?
Okay. He wants everybody to get magenta light bulbs to put out front in the, you know, out front of their homes.
Yeah.
Because of the 6,000 deaths we've had. To mourn the 6,000 deaths. Okay, this is the same guy who said, I'm going to dedicate a day to not eating meat. By the way, it's going to be the most meat-eating day in Colorado history.
Yeah.
Cows are running. They're sensing it. They're running away from us everywhere we go. And now he says he wants us all to go out and buy magenta light bulbs. By the way, how many people own magenta light bulbs?
It's really an odd color.
Terribly odd color.
It's kind of a red color. You know, there's something about putting a red light bulb in your outdoor.
That's freaky.
Yeah, it's not very nice, but yeah, no.
First of all, virtually no one's going to do this.
No.
It's going to be like his meat day. But getting more to the point, sir, Governor Polis, we are already mourning the lost.
Yeah.
okay? We're mourning the lost. We don't want anyone to die. But we happen to know, one, that the average death, the average age of death is of COVID is roughly the same as the average lifespan of Americans.
Yes.
This is only hastening death by a few months, if anything. Okay?
Yeah, still tragic. You know, we still feel that way, but
right.
Still.
We don't want to lose any lives.
No.
But, sir, we didn't have 6,000 Colorado COVID deaths. In other words, 6,000 people die of COVID in Colorado. We had that many people die with COVID present.
Yes.
Very different.
All the comorbidities, yes.
Yes. Those comorbidities, look, if somebody is 90 years old, guess what? There are other factors that are ending their life. And no, I don't want them to die. I don't want anybody to die. But now you want us to remind ourselves of what has happened by putting light bulbs out.
Are there even enough magenta light bulbs in production to go around?
Oh, I'm sure there aren't.
Very odd color.
Unless he has bought into a company somewhere. I have no idea. This is crazy. Disney, quit lecturing us. Governor Polis, quit lecturing us. Disney, entertain people. Governor Polis, try governing. Okay? Why don't you do something called governing? Why don't you go to all these businesses you've crushed and say, hey, how can I help you? How can I do like Wyoming to the north, like Texas to the south, and a number of these other states, and open up and let you have people come in and live their lives again?
I think we're getting to about 17 states now that have lifted their mask mandates and other mandates. I would think the pressure would start to build.
Well, we got a few seconds left. Susan, I want you to predict really quick. May or June or July, when does he lift our mask order?
I think he's just issued another 30-day mandate, so I bet he lifts it after this because the pressure's building.
Okay, so you're saying April. I'm actually saying May. I think he'll go one more 30. John is saying June. Okay. And then he'll finally bring back some sanity to Colorado, which I'm hoping comes soon. Okay, folks, that'll do it for the day. Once again, thank you to Susan Kochevar for joining me. I hope you had fun.
I did.
Awesome. Folks, if you missed the first hour, it is up next. Until then, drive safe. God bless. And thank you for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.